This has been constantly highlighted by all the members at every single meeting since my re-election 2 years ago. And I mean, the recent road deaths in this area have highlighted the need for road design to design concepts that are needed for the enhanced the pedestrianisation of these areas. And I mean, I highlighted it today again. 30 years now in October, Richie Byrnes was killed in a hit-and-run accident. And Respond Housing highlighted that in a conference, that road cost the Irish taxpayers €250 million. And there is still no traffic calming measures at Respond Housing. And that is a failure of the council, in my opinion. And, I mean, I've highlighted the issues with the Rafal being having four schools in it, in particular two large secondary schools. We're building a new footpath outside the town at the minute, and road design has done nothing else below where they're building a new footpath, which in my opinion there should be a Pelican crossing, crossing the road at the racecourse road where people use as a walking area in the town. And I've highlighted the issues in St Johnston, and in particular the recent road deaths, and the fact that Donegal County Council is building developments in St Johnston, Convoy and Rafal. And I've highlighted in particular in Convoy the road death back a number of years ago at Mill Road where a little boy lost his life. We have a new housing development almost complete down there, and there's no pedestrianisation being addressed for that new development. And the same at the Fla Fields and at Kilcoole in Convoy. And it was also highlighted today about the overdevelopment in Convoy with the lack of infrastructure in the town itself. So these issues have to be addressed. And I mean, we've all highlighted the fact that the Director of Roads, previous Director of Roads and the current Director of Roads, has failed to address us in our MD meetings over the last 17 years that I've been on the council.
Which
he should be there addressing these issues that we're raising. We're constantly getting excuses that there's not enough staff. That's not my problem. My problem is that I have to listen to the people that come to me and ask me to raise these issues concerning the road safety. And it's just not Rafal, Convoy or St Johnston. It's the whole constituency from St Johnston to Glenfinn that has issues of road safety. And the road deaths are going up every year. Gardaí can't be everywhere. One of the excuses we get is the responsibility for the Gardaí to police. When you have pedestrians that don't have walkways and don't have proper footpaths and proper traffic lights that can cross roads, that's an issue for Donegal County Council. It's not an issue for Garda Síochána.
Do you believe that there should be specific measures built into planning regulations that state in cases where housing developments are being approved and built, there should be the requisite road safety measures implemented at the same time along with them?
No, but they're already there, Donald. When planning permission is given, the roads section and planning and all the people who are, all the partnerships that are there, they're supposed to sit down and address the issues that need to be addressed, such as the pedestrianisation of these areas. I mean, that's going to be a huge development in St Johnston, and there's one in Lifford at the minute, but the one in St Johnston is another 30 houses been built in Cosheven. And everyone knows that corner leading into St Johnston is a death trap. And, I mean, it's a death trap for cars, but what's it not like for pedestrians? I mean, there's a national school there as well, the chapel's there, there's a Church of Ireland there, what do you call it? There's two football pitches, there's the cricket club, there is a new business just recently opened there, Matt's Takeaway. I mean, those areas are pedestrianised areas where people are going to be walking to the Apple Green shop, the new takeaway and restaurant, the football club where the kids are going down to play football, the senior team's playing football, the cricket club's down there. I mean, this has to be taken into consideration, and there needs to be more emphasis by the executive to appoint staff where staff is needed to address these issues concerning road safety.